Now, the IFA says it has serious concerns about the potential impact of some of the recommendations from the Citizens' Assembly on biodiversity loss, including calls that levies be charged on agri-food exports to finance biodiversity measures, plus the phasing out of environmentally harmful farming subsidies, as well as supporting consumers shift to a more plant-based diet. Speaking to Drive Time on RTE Radio yesterday, Dr. Evian Ní Hualáin, Chair of the Citizens' Assembly on Biodiversity, explained why they'd made the plant-based diet recommendation.
If we eat as much meat as we do, we will continue to degrade our soils and our waters. And it's just a fact that we have to accept that. Now, this was something that was a contentious conversation within the Assembly. And the Assembly was random people from across Ireland. There were farmers in that room. There were fishers in that room. There were taxi drivers. There were software engineers. And they had the luxury of time to consider this. And rather than suggesting that people be encouraged to eat less meat, it was actually a considered wording where they were encouraged to eat a more plant-based diet. And that's basically that you might consider having less meat.
Evian Ní Hualáin, who chaired that Citizens' Assembly on Biodiversity, Paul O'Brien, chair of the IFA Environmental and Rural Affairs Committee, is on the line to talk about their reaction. And judging by the Examiner headline quoting IFA Chief Tim Cullen and Paul O'Brien, the IFA's pretty unimpressed. Outlandish, another tax on farmers, is the quote.
Well, good morning, Anya. I think it will be considered by many farmers as a disappointing report that will not develop probably a clear pathway for us as farmers or the key stakeholders on how this will be given the necessary resources for us as farmers to help biodiversity loss. I think, in fact, it looks to be trying to actually penalise us. So a number of recommendations, as you've said, are there that putting a levy or a charge on agricultural exports as well as on retailers will, in our view, only push that new charge back down to the primary producer. This also means that the farm payments that we totally depend on as an industry and as individual farmers will be needed more than ever. And the report goes on to say and suggest that the current funding under the Common Agricultural Policy is actually harmful, saying phasing out environmentally harmful subsidies in the agricultural and food sector. So unfortunately,
well, it would more be a rebalancing, wouldn't it? And I mean, this is something that's been talked about in Europe as well. And obviously, whatever is going to go on in terms of cap budgets will be sorted out there. But the fact of the matter is, between the Citizens' Assembly, between all the scientific experts, we heard most recently from the UN, and however painful this change might be, this prospect of change might be, the message is do more, do it faster, because without pain now, there's going to be more pain later.
Unfortunately, Anya, and this seems to be the key problem, this was ultimately a good opportunity for the Citizens' Assembly to work with the farming community to develop a pathways where better resources could be put in place to actually help farmers on the journey to improve biodiversity. But this now will be seen as an attack on our industry. And unfortunately then, how will this money be, there's no new funding for this. There's no new funding recommendations on biodiversity. So if there is an attack on the Common Agricultural Policy, how is this going to work? How are we going to be able to support farmers on this transition? And that is the key thing. The Common Agricultural Policy is now in place until 2027. So this is not going to be able to design a new Common Agricultural Policy. But meanwhile, a taxation on our exports will be detrimental to the overall ability of farmers to be key players in biodiversity.
Well, it's going to inert this committee, the recommendations from the Citizens' Assembly, so we can expect to hear more there. But for the moment, Paul O'Brien, Chair of the IFA Environmental and Rural Affairs Committee, thank you very much indeed for speaking to Morning Ireland.